Nolte, China's box office rebounds while America bankrupts its theater owners. By John Nolte on October 6, 2020. The China box office bounced back this weekend to its pre-pandemic levels, reports the far-left Variety. In other news, Cineworld confirms that it will be temporarily suspending operations at all of its 536 Regal theaters in the U.S. And small-town theaters face bleak future without new movies, we desperately need help. And movie theaters face a winter of bankruptcy as more films push to 2021. While China, the country responsible for the spread of this terrible disease, opens up its society enough to resurrect its movie business, America is annihilating theater owners by refusing to open movie theaters in a whole host of states, including New York and California, which has created a vicious circle killing all movie theaters. The vicious circle works like this. Because California and New York theaters are shuttered, Hollywood is either moving its big movie releases to 2021 and 2022, or releasing them digitally, like Disney's Mulan, so that even the theaters that are open are starving for product, are paying their employees and to keep the place air-conditioned with almost no product and almost no customers. Why is being allowed to happen over a virus where better than 995 out of the 1,000 people who catch it survive? And if the World Health Organization is correct, 10% of the world's been infected, which means we're talking about a survival rate of around 999 out of 1,000. We're going to destroy one of America's greatest industries over numbers like that? Never before has this country locked down and quarantined the healthy. This is outrageous. We've had much worse pandemics in the past. We lived through the everyday pandemics of smallpox and polio without shuttering the healthy, destroying lives, businesses, and industries like the movies. But look at us now. Cowering while China, the bastards who started it, romp all over us and go on with their lives. In my county here in North Carolina, and the five surrounding counties, we've had fewer than 75 coronavirus deaths in around 5,000 reported cases. That's it. But the movie theaters are all closed. What the hell is going on? Want to know what I think? Just one man's opinion, but I smell a rat. When this weekend's Saturday Night Live broadcast is allowed to have a live audience in New York City and movie theaters are still closed in New York City, I smell a rat, and this is the rat I smell. A federal judge recently overturned the 1948 Department of Justice ruling that destroyed the old Hollywood studio system, that forced the studios to sell their movie theaters. Studios could no longer own the means of production and exhibition, and the studio system that created a great American art form was lost forever. Well, what's known as the Paramount Decrees is no more. As of last year, movie studios are once again allowed to own movie theaters, and since most movie studios are owned by mammoth multinational corporations, well, you see what I'm getting at? Democrat governors in New York, California, North Carolina and elsewhere have singled movie theaters out for closure, and now the theater owner go out of business, and now the multinationals might be able to scoop them up for a song, and now we have a half dozen or so multinational corporations that not only own the production of movies, they also decide what will and will not be exhibited. The studios hate the theater owners, and not without cause. Theater owners have been completely unreasonable about experimenting with pay-per-view and the like. Completely unreasonable about allowing the studios to experiment with home video release dates closer to the theatrical release. Nevertheless, just a year after the Paramount Decrees is overturned, you have the same Democrats who are super chummy with Hollywood and the multinationals deliberately killing theater owners for no valid reason. Am I the only one who smells a rat? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.